Hello mga kababayan, ikasyam na put pitong yugto na po tayo ngayon sa Usapang Pinoy, hatid sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, at salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay isang tribute sa ating mga OFWs, Overseas Filipino Workers. Karapat-dapat lang po na bigyan sila ng pagpapahalaga, respeto at pagmamahal, hindi lamang dahil sila ang pinakamalaking contributor sa Philippine economy, kundi masyado pong maalala ang kanilang mga sakripisyo. OFW remittances are not just personal transfers of money. They are one of the key lifelines of the Philippine economy. According to the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, OFW sent a record high of $38.3 billion in remittances in 2024, equivalent to 8.3% of the country's GDP. This figure surpasses foreign direct investments and even hot money inflows by wide margins, establishing remittances as a cornerstone of the economy. In light of the Filipino-American History Month celebration in October, we are highlighting and paying tribute to our modern-day heroes, our OFWs. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Maria de la Cruz, isang OFW who started as a nanny and caregivers for years, faced numerous challenges, and now works as a consular staff. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito po ang first half of the calendar of events of the Filipino-American History Month in Georgia. I'm gonna give you the first five. Yung kadugtong po nito, I'm gonna give it to you in the next episode. So it's October 1, 2025 is the Fulton County Proclamation of the Philippine-American History Month at 10 o'clock at 141 Prior Street Assembly Hall, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. On Saturday, October 4th, 2025, is Sariling Tugtugin Himig at Sayaw, a virtual show at 2 p.m. And the link will be the same as last year's link, but we will also publish that here in the next couple of days. Celebration of Faith po on October 4th at 6:30 p.m. at 3740 Halsklow Road, Cumming, Georgia, 30041. And this is at Good Shepherd's Catholic Church. At 7 p.m. Is the Mass and reception follows. On October 7th is the Gwinnett County Fam Proclamation, arrival at 1:30 p.m., proclamation at 2 o'clock at 725 Langley Drive in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. And so October 18 po, ito naman yung Parol or Lantern Making Festival at 1 p.m. sa Lucky Shoals Road Community Center, 4651 Britt Road, Norcross, Georgia, 30093. And on October 20th is the Warner Robins Fam Proclamation. 4 p.m. is the 4:30 p.m. is the proclamation. Prior to that, at 3 o'clock is the reception at the Warner Robins City Hall at 700 Watson Boulevard, Warner Robins, Georgia. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating guest podcaster. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome our guest, Maria de la Cruz, who will talk about being an OFW. Welcome, Maria. Thank you for being here. We are so excited to hear from you.
Good morning, mga kababayan. Good morning, ate. I'm Maria de la Cruz. I was blessed for having three boys and a girl and seven grandkids.
Oh, wow. So let's go ahead and dive into our conversation. So give us a short introduction about yourself and what you do.
You can call me Maria. Working here in a different country and as an OFW. And as I said, I was blessed having three boys and a girl and seven grandkids.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. So your children, are they all back in the Philippines?
One of them still working in Europe, mm-hmm. and three of them, they are in the Philippines, and they are all married now.
Okay, all right. So in our previous conversation, you mentioned you started as a caregiver in two other countries. How did you get those jobs?
I started when my aunt's employer started an agency hiring as a caregiver and a salary deduction in the Middle East. After the Mount Piatubo erupted due to financial circumstances, I applied as a caregiver in Middle East from May 1992 up to November 2001. After then, someone hired me in Europe as a caregiver with a sick couple people from October 2023. From December 1st up to October 2023. After the couple died, I went back in the Philippines. I thought it's for good. But still, I'm here.
So how did you enter the U.S.? And how did you manage to work as a consular staff from being a nanny or caregiver?
After a few years staying in the Philippines, someone called me in my phone that someone wants to hire me. They are diplomats as a housekeeper and nanny here in Atlanta, Georgia. Due to my two sons' college expenses, I accepted it. I worked with them for a few years until I finished my contract. Then their general counsel asked me if I want to work with them as a service staff in the consulate house. After a few years working with them, I finished my contract. And a year ago, someone hired me. He's a friend of the general consul, hired me as a housekeeper. Until now, I'm still working with them.
So great. So I know that being away from home, like you said, all your children are away from you and your grandchildren too. I know that it is very difficult. Please let our listeners know how that feels and how you cope up with that.
Being a OFW is really not easy task. I learned how to be strong when I'm lonely, emotionally stressed, how to be patient and perseverant. Every time my employer bossing me around, I need to be understandable, humble. Every time they're dealing with their vulnerability. I learned how to smile even I felt so tired, especially when we are hosting people at every event and their holidays. When I take care of other people, nurturing them, I always remind myself that I'm doing it for the sake of my family, especially my parents that they are sick and my grandkids. And I'm raising them by myself.
That is also emotional, and I feel your pain, and I know our audience feel it too. And we recognize your sacrifices, the challenges, and the loneliness. Do you have any support group in Atlanta?
I met a lot of groups here in Atlanta, but I'm trying to be focused to my work. And one day I met the organization. They are Catholic organization. They called Couples for Christ. So I joined their community and I became one of the whole members in their community. It gives me a lot of positive way And especially when I feel lonely, mm-hmm. and I always joining in their community, and I become very active in the community, Couples for Christ, and they become my family ministry. And they support me physically, emotionally, especially spiritually.
That's so good to hear, because it's also faith-based, and those are really good friendships to make. I'm so happy to learn that you do have a support group in Atlanta, especially when you feel alone. So knowing your, do you know how many Filipinos are OFWs in Atlanta?
I met a few Filipinos, but because of my busy work and demanding work, because I'm dealing sometimes with the religious staff, like when they're having an event. And I'm also, sometimes I'm working Saturday and Sunday too. I didn't even have an opportunity to be with them. And I hope one day I can be with them and joining in their community too.
Right. Do you get any days off?
I have a day off, like usually Saturday, Sunday, but if they need me, my employer calling me. That's why I can say, like, it's really demanding work.
Right. So it's almost like 24/7. You're a live-in staff, right?
No, I'm not a live-in. I'm not a live-in worker. Mm-hmm. When I accept my last job that I'm working now, mm-hmm. The family where I work, that they become like my extended family. So mm-hmm. they adopted me.
Oh, that's good. So they recognize your loyalty and your good work. So they are not treating you really as a staff, but a member of the family now. And that's good to know.
Yeah.
Do you have any contact? How do you communicate with your families back home?
I always calling them like in the morning and in the evening, mm-hmm. because it's the hours, it's opposite. Like we have 12 hours
difference.
Yeah, different.
So do you still, with them all grown up and married, do you still send them financial assistance to this day?
Some of them, mm-hmm. If they have a special occasion or occasionally, and also when they're having a birthday or they having an emergency, you know, as a parent, we are not waiting that they will ask us.
Right, right.
We're just supporting and helping them.
I know how that is. And do you have siblings outside of your children and your grandchildren and your mother? Do you have siblings that you also support?
I have two of my siblings. One of my siblings is a autistic, mild autistic. So from the time that I went to work as an OFW, I'm supporting her. Financially, especially the medical expenses.
You are so good. You have a golden heart, and I really, really admire you for everything that you do. So here's my last question. Knowing of your pain and sacrifices as an OFW, what advice can you give the other Filipino OFWs, and what is your message to the community?
In my own experience, we need to be prayerful to our Lord not only every time that we are encountering bad things or trials in our life, also when we are having a blessing, we are always prayerful and thankful to Him. And we need to be honest, patient, humble, and to be resilient. And we all need to learn how to extend our knowledge as an OFW, especially our skills, to learn our employer's culture and tradition, especially their language. We don't need to be ashamed of being OFW. We are doing all these hard work and sacrifices for our loved ones, especially our kids. for their better future and helping our country, Philippines. Especially now, our country dealing with all different difficulties and circumstances. We all need help each other for our beloved country, Philippines, and for the better future of our next generation. And lastly, I would like to thank our Filipino community, Filipino-American communities here in Atlanta, Georgia, organizers, especially Ate Mary Jane Rollin and Sarita Taylor, for encouraging me to share my experience as an OFW. Mabuhay po tayong lahat.
With that said, salamat. I want to thank you for spending time with us this morning, excuse me, and sharing with us this very personal and difficult topic. Know that with your willingness to talk about it, will help and inspire thousands of OFWs, not only in this country, but all over the world. You are very much appreciated. Maraming salamat.
Thank you po.
We will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Ngayon po mga kababayan, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang katuloy ng ating fan corner from our last episode, which is Hilarious Things My Filipina Mother Taught Me. I shared the first five in episode 96, the last episode, and here is the rest. Number six, my mother taught me foresight when she says, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Number seven, my mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. Number eight, my mother taught me the science of osmosis when she says, shut your mouth and eat your supper. Number nine, my mother taught me about contortionism. This is when she says, will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? And finally, number 10, my mother taught me about stamina. She says, you'll sit there until all that spinach is gone. Yung lang po for today. I hope you had a good laugh from that. Salamat po sa inyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makinig at makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon.